Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. I formally declare this meeting of the Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Are there any questions?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor, we have one question. It's been received in writing regarding Council Planning Committee from Paul F. Turner of 11 to 55 Hague Park Circle, East Perth. The question is, what's happening with funding for homeless people in the City of Perth? Whilst we'll take that question on notice, I can advise that the City is in close discussions with the State at the moment in that very subject, so there'll be some information coming forward, but we will take that question on notice.
Are there any members on leave of absence or questions for requests for leave of absence?
Yes.
Councillor Limios.
Deputy Lord Mayor, for the month of January, however, with a note that I will be available if needed by Council. That's okay. If Council needs me, I'm available on phone or to attend special meeting or anything.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Deputy Lord Mayor, yes. I will request leave of absence from 7th of January to 25th of January inclusive.
31st?
No, 7 to 25th.
25th, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
But I still contactable.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Any more? Oh, I'd just like to add two for myself. From the 4th to the 13th of January inclusive, and from the 20th to the 27th of January inclusive. Are you okay to move that? Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Councillor Adamos. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. The minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 21st of November 2017 have been circulated. Do I have a mover for those minutes?
Move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson and Councillor Chen. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Just one moment. I'd like to acknowledge the work of the Community Reference Group for the Wellington Square Enhancement Draft Master Plan, which will be considered as an item on the agenda this evening. And there are two members of the CRG who are in attendance here tonight, and they are Zach Cabrera, who's a resident. Mr. Cabrera, are you here? No. And Jeff Broon, who's the chairman of the East Perth Community Safety Group. Is Jeff here? Good evening. Thanks for joining us. The City of Perth Library has recently received a local government property award at the Australian Property Institute for National Excellence in Property Awards in Melbourne. And the Manager of Governance is holding that up. And the City of Perth Library is the largest civic building project undertaken by the City of Perth since the Concert Hall was built in the 70s. It was designed by Kerry Hill Architects and opened in March 2016, and this is the 10th award the City of Perth Library has received. Moving on to a disclosure of members' interest, do any elected member or employee wish to disclose an interest and its nature in any item contained within the agenda this evening?
I've got one, Deputy Lord Mayor. Item 13.3, contract for operations Turvey Lane car park. It's an impartiality interest, but I'll be leaving the room for that one.
Thank you.
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor. Item 13.16, the 17-18 Tender 54 Security Static Events and Associated Services Direct Financial Interest, and I'll be leaving the chamber for that.
Thank you.
Deputy Lord Mayor, I have three staff declarations or disclosures. Director of Economic Development in relation to item 13.13, which is donation to Mission Australia, Christmas lunch in the park. The nature is an impartiality interest. Manager of development approvals.
CEO, sorry to interrupt. I understand the extent and nature of the interest has to be declared.
Okay.
Not just the interest.
It's published within the notes, but okay, I'll read it in full. The nature is impartiality interest. Extent is a friendship with the CEO of Mission Australia, brackets Perth. Manager of development approvals, Margaret Smith. Direct financial interest in 12.6. Rowley, what's the item? Item number 13.19. The nature of the interest is CP 12.6 outlines the city employees that are designated, blah, 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 per the Local Government Act 1995. As paragraph 7 of the policy designates the manager development approvals as a senior employee, the recommendation to council is to amend CP 12.6 to remove the position of manager development approvals for the purpose of designating senior employees. This will affect whether the council continues to confirm the CEO's appointment or dismissal of designated managers. The extent of the interest, including the value of the amount of the interest, is minor. And I have a declaration in relation to 13.26 Wellington Square Enhancement Draft Master Plan. The nature is an impartiality interest. The extent of that interest is that I am a lifetime member of the East Perth Football Club and a member of the board, nil value.
Thank you, CEO. Just Councillor Adamos, did you say the extent of your
Due to
governance is asking for a description, if we may.
I was employed by one of the directors at Dorado Capital.
Thank you. Great, thank you. Are there any questions of which notice has been given? Has any correspondence been received?
I'm sorry, Deputy Lord Mayor, I'm just catching up.
Oh, pardon me.
Okay, correspondence nil and no questions.
Thank you. Have any petitions been received?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor. In accordance with Section 5.232 of the Local Government Act, the meeting will be required to be closed to the public prior to discussions of items 13.30, 0.31 and 0.32. Further, in accordance with similar sections, should the members wish to discuss confidential attachments for items 13.16, 0.18, 0.21, 22, 23, 24, 26, 27, 30 and 32, it would be recommended that Council resolve to close the meeting to the public prior to discussion of the item.
Thank you. We will now go to item 13.1 in the agenda. Change of name for northern portion of Milligan Street between Rowan James, Northbridge, to Melbourne Street.
Happy to move that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
Happy to second that, Deputy Lord
Excellent.
Mayor.
Any comments?
Just a brief comment. Landgate did a review of the old Perth maps around 1897 and found this portion of the road of Milligan Street was originally named Melbourne Street after Lord Melbourne, who was a British Prime Minister in the 30s. So just for the record, there's no connection to Melbourne itself. It's more about reviewing the old maps and the street being renamed after Lord Melbourne. So happy to support it. Not a major change, but I think a very interesting one for the area.
Thank you.
Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. Actually, all of Milligan Street was named Melbourne Road up until the 1890s. That's why the Melbourne Hotel is called the Melbourne Hotel on the intersection. Just a point of interest for the journos in the room. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.2.
Happy to move this, Lord Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to.
Thank you, Councillor Limios.
This item is just the old Bankwest Tower. There's a couple of floors in our building at 108 St George's Terrace. Some of the floors of that building were originally designated as residential, and I think that was to satisfy the couple of top two levels with Alan Bond's floors. We had a private residential apartment up there. I don't know if any councillors have been up there, but I went through there during Open House Perth, yep, and saw the very elaborate residential apartment of Alan Bond. So obviously that's no longer being used as residential floor space, so this is really a point to change that back into office space for that area. It's really just a change of zoning.
Thank you. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.3, traffic signal cycle time study implementation for intersection improvements.
I'll move this, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
Second it.
Yes. Any comment?
Just give me a moment. There's so many papers here, Deputy Lord Mayor. It's tricky. Yeah, so this was about changing the duration of the traffic signals at a couple of key intersections through the city. It's really just to try and manage and, you know, deal with traffic congestion through the city of Perth, and hopefully changing the signal times up to 120 seconds might help alleviate some of the woes that we've got currently
Great.
Going.
Thank you. Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 13.4, Milligan Street Integrated Cycle Facility.
Happy to move this, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
Second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson. All those in favour? Carried. Item 13.5.
Happy to move this, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Adamoff. Do I have a seconder?
Second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson.
Just a couple of brief comments. This is getting some funds from Department of Transport. So Department of Transport will be providing us with some funding, just over $1.2 million. And you'll see on page 54 where that money is being spent. A lot of it is for footpath extension, CCTV camera upgrades, bollards and improved lighting, particularly around the East Perth area. No doubt it's to support the building of the new stadium and some of the extra foot traffic that will happen through East Perth. One of the things I should note, though, is that the $1.2 million is coming from Department of Transport. It's predominantly money that was collected through the Perth parking levy. So my question was... Yeah, about that, but that's where the money's coming from. Perth Parking Levy is actually paying for some of these upgrades to the area around East Perth.
Excellent, thank you.
Deputy Lord Mayor, just a comment. This council has been known in the past to complain about the Perth Parking Management Levy. It's obviously something that a lot of the property owners in the city are concerned about as well, but it is good to see that the state government is perhaps listening a little bit and giving us a bit more money out of that amount that we collect on behalf of, you know, car park patrons in the city. It's good to see it coming back and be able to be spent on our city streets.
Thank you. We'll put that to a vote. Either carried unanimously. Item 13.6, Draft Hill Street two-way concept plan.
Happy to move this, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Second.
Thank you. Any comments?
Not really too much to say. Nothing about it.
Okay. We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, that's carried unanimously. Item 13.8, two-way streets program. Two-way... Oh, pardon me. 13.7, two-way streets program. Two-way traffic, Hay Street, between Bennett Street and Victoria Avenue.
I'll move.
Thank you, Councillor Haslett.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor Adamoff. Any comments? We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, that's carried. Thank you. Item 13.8, submission to the West Australian Planning Commission on the draft state planning policy.
Happy to move this, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Adamoff.
Second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson.
One of the points to speak about in this one is that really this is it's a really fantastic initiative, and it's really the WA Planning Commission going through different sites through more importantly through the City of Perth, and giving them each a different noise zoning, I suppose, is one way of putting it, an exposure category, an exposure to noise, to noise on particular noise-sensitive land. So I think it's going to be a great initiative for developers, architects, business owners and people who operate, particularly, I suppose, some noisier establishments in the City of Perth. At least it gives them some a better understanding as to where they're building and what's the noise impact on any of their developments. It also helps future purchasers that are buying properties and apartments in areas where potentially an exposure category may be category of an A, and they may decide that, you know, they're looking at an apartment that's in an exposure category of something a bit lesser of a C. So I think it's a great initiative, and I think it's something that should have been done a very, very long time ago, particularly as we've seen an increase in the residential population coming into the city.
Great, thank you. Put that to a vote. All those in favour, carried unanimously. Item 13.9, Industry Sector Development Sponsorship for Startup WA.
I move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
Second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
Any comments? Yeah, a few comments. The City Purse has sponsored the startups for quite a few years, and then we should have more budget in relation to those innovative technology areas and artificial intelligence, all those things. So,
thank you.
I'm very proud to be supporting this evening. What we're doing is encouraging startups in Western Australia and making our capital city a place that welcomes people with new initiatives and new ideas to come to our city and to stay in our city rather than losing them to other states. So the City of Perth has been very proactive in this space. I've attended quite a few events and openings. So I just think it's good and we should continue to support it. Thank you.
Likewise, thank you. We'll put that to a vote. That's carried unanimously. Item 13.10, policy amendments to the sponsorship and grants program.
I move, Deputy Lord
Mayor.
Thank
you.
I second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Barton.
Few comments. The sponsorship policies review have been completed, and this is the enhancement and improvement, the further, you know, further amendments, policy amendments. I endorse it and wish the council, I believe the council will approve. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, that's carried unanimously. 13.11, a donation to the Returned and Services League of Australia, WA branch.
I move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Chen and Councillor Linios. Any comments? No, we'll put that to a vote.
Okay.
Oh, pardon me, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say, like I do every year, that this is a very, very important event on our calendar. It's because of these people, these men and women that have risked their lives in the past, and they currently still do, the people that are in service, that we have the life that we do here. And we have our first world problems that we, you know, because our phone doesn't work or we don't have reception or what have you, and these people are out there fighting the good fight to free up other countries. So I'm honoured to be supporting this and to be part of the capital city that considers the RSL as a very important stakeholder.
Thank you. We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, carried unanimously. 13.12, draft heritage grant guidelines.
I move for Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Chen and Councillor Harley. Any comments? Councillor Chen, would you like to make a comment?
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I want to say, you
look, I just want to reiterate and commend the administration for this report. It was presented to us at marketing in quite detail, and I was just very impressed by it. So congratulations to admin and the gentleman, sorry, there in the back of the room that was responsible for it. Is it Glenn? Glenn, thank you very much, Glenn. You did a great job. Appreciate it.
Any other comments? Councillor Harley.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. If people read carefully on pages 115 and 116 of the agenda, there are a range of amendments to the policy and a range of very useful justifications provided. If you look carefully, you'll see that the approach has been to reduce red tape and unnecessary bureaucracy and to be more flexible and nimble in the way that we assist building owners with the renovation of their properties. I think it really is a wonderful sign of some of the positive work that we will hopefully continue to do within the City of Perth. This is, I think, a very, very good outcome.
Thank you.
I think the City of Perth has been always supportive of the heritage buildings and grounds. And then apart from the Heritage Open Day, and we have always given grounds generously. And then these amendments I find, apart from a reduction of the red tabs and also increase the minimum limit, and then encouraging people to purchase the heritage buildings and also to maintain and as should be. Thank you.
Great, thank you. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, that's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 13.13, donation to Mission Australia, Christmas lunch in the park.
I move for Deputy Lord Mayor.
Happy to second.
Thank
Deputy
you.
Lord Mayor.
That's Councillor Chen and Councillor Hasluck seconding. Thank
Deputy
you.
Deputy Lord Mayor, I'd like to foreshadow an amendment to the motion.
Certainly.
And the amendment be that the recommendation be increased mm-hmm. to $20,000, which is the amount that was requested of the city by the organisers.
I'm happy to second that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you. I'll just get some guidance. Thank you. Would Council like to accept the $20,000 proposed amendment?
I'm happy.
Yes, I'm happy to.
And is anyone objecting to that?
No, I just wanted to know the budget that allows, and then I will support.
Thank you.
Can anyone tell us?
Yes, Director of Economic Development, are you able to provide some guidance?
Madam Chair, the budget available in that line item is $5,555. So the remainder would be unbudgeted and we'd have to include it in budget review as an increase.
Thank you.
So the budget for 2017 we still have or we already we don't have?
Through the chair, no. The remaining budget is $5,555. The additional $14,000 now you're testing me. $445 would have to be amended to the overall budget at budget review. So it would mean that council has expended more money than that is actually in the budget at the moment.
So just to be clear, if we were to sign this off, it would require us removing something from the budget in the mid-year budget review in February to be able to balance the budget.
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Councillor Green, can I speak now?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Oh, hang on. Guidance.
Just for process, could I just confirm, Councillor Chen, that you accept the amendment to the value of $20,000?
I really needed to know the budget of sustainable, and I think if we can, of course, it's a good idea to give more. If we cannot, I recommend to have double it, $10,000, just to show our goodwill. Yeah. And, we have a less budget restraint.
Thank you, Councillor Chen. Could I get a show of hands just
through the chair, then we'll leave the motion as put by Councillor Chen and seconded by Councillor Hasluck with the
Councillor
officer recommendation.
By Councillor Harley, you mean?
No, by Councillor Chen and Councillor Hasluck move the officer recommendation of $5,000. If it's not acceptable to Councillor Chen, then the foreshadow motion of Councillor Harley will be considered separate to this.
Understood.
Thank you.
Can I make just one comment? Is that okay?
Let me just check.
Oh,
you can ask a question.
Okay, how do we do this one? Based on what your question to administration was, in the event that there was an opportunity in the mid-year review for us to sit down, which over these many, many items that we have, to sit down and work out where we could take a few, 3,000 from here, 2,000 from there, 5,000 from there, to bring that to a point where we could satisfy the $20,000 that is requested, would you be happy to support that?
Of course.
Okay.
Your microphone's not on.
So the event will be held on 25th this month. Mm-hmm. And the budget will be reviewed in January or February?
In February.
From what I understand through the chair and to governance, that there is money there, so it's not as if there is no money. All we're going to be doing is... That's right, because if you see the financials, there is money there. All we're going to be doing, just for the benefit of the people around the table and the audience, is looking at where we have previously allocated amounts of money, reducing them slightly to make this one happen for Christmas.
Or to clarify further, there are things that we have budgeted for that we haven't spent for various reasons, and rather than spending them in this financial year, we could postpone them to next year and allocate the money to this. Or there are things that are unlikely, that we budgeted for, that are unlikely to be spent in this financial year, and we'll discover that in the February process. And I think it's fair to say that there are a number of things that fit into that category.
If we can find the money.
Okay, so on that basis, Councillor Chen, would you like to accept the proposed amendment to the motion?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. So on that would you like to...
Yes, happy to support it. Yes.
Thank you.
Second.
And so we'll put... would you like to speak to that, Councillor Harley?
Thank you. Just to open up the debate, thanks for that. That was a bit painful, but we got there. Yes, obviously we run a $193 million thereabouts dollar budget, and there, you know, when we look at the mid-year review, we'll find that we might be a bit behind on CapEx. There are lots of other little allocations that we can look at and review, but I think it's really important for Council to send a strong message that we support this event. It was discussed and agreed by all of the members of the Marketing Committee when we spoke about it 2 weeks ago that we wanted to do a bit more. Obviously, the administration recommended what they could, which was what was left in the budget, but you know, this is a lunch for 1,500 people. It is an incredible event which has happened now in its 42nd year at Wellington Square. It's a really important event on the Christmas calendar for the city. The requested amount was $20,000. I think that we should not, at this late stage, take $15,000 out of their budget. In essence, there'll be a real scramble to try and make the event work, and it could compromise the event, which will be happening just next week. So I think that it's obviously a wonderful event, and I think it's an appropriate allocation of funding. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Harley. Councillor Linios.
Yes, I would like to echo the words of Councillor Harley and support what he said. I think it is extremely important that we, and I'm very happy that as a council we've agreed to look at this. And again, the fact is that our administration could only give us what they could give us. So they were operating to budget, so it's not about them, it's about the budget. So it is very, very important. The rest of us, hopefully, will be with our families, healthy, happy, air-conditioned, with plenty of goodwill and cheer, and celebrating the birth of Christ, Christmas, and having that interaction with our family and what we're doing. And we know that we're going to have that meal on the table. These people, many of these people, don't know where their next meal's coming from, and they rely upon the services that are out there. And I believe that this particular one gives dignity to those people as well and allows them to celebrate like we celebrate with our families. And I'm sure there's many of them that look forward to this, and I'm very proud to be voting in support of this scene.
Thank you, Councillor Limios.
Councillor Davidson.
I'd like to make a comment, Deputy Lord Mayor. I'm happy to support. I don't think at this late stage we need to jeopardise a very special day, which is the 25th of December, and this has been going on for many, many years since I've been on council. I do suggest, of course, that we need a good reason in terms of, you know, subject to the budget review. Do recall that we have, though, with the budget review that is coming up, quite a number of items in the hundreds of thousands. So this is a fairly small amount, but will be very critical to these people. And certainly in the budget review, we could be getting close to $1 million of rejigs.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson. Any more comments? I'd just like to say that we're all welcome. Anyone is welcome to come down on Christmas Day to Wellington Square to help Mission Australia with service of meals. And they have extended the invite to anyone from the City of Perth. On that note, we'll put the item to a vote. That's unanimous. Thank you. Item 13.14, payments from...
Can you just put what the reason is?
Oh,
Through the Chair, I've noted that the importance of the event is appropriately recognised and that sufficient funds will be reviewed and sourced through the mid-year budget review.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson. Item 13.14, payments from municipal and trust funds.
Move that.
Thank you, Councillor Harley.
Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson. Put that to a vote. Councillor Adamos, thank you. Carried unanimously. Item 13.15.
Move that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harley.
Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson, thank you.
Thank you. Deputy Lord Mayor, just a quick comment on this one as the mover. We just discussed the Mission Australia grant. Now, if we look at this item in detail, Council should be confident that we made the right decision. Parking revenue, we have here $687,000 above budget to October. We've got investment income and interest $460,000 above the revised budget. Employee costs down, $320,000 below budget. Materials and contracts, $2.4 million below revised budget. Utilities, $210,000 lower than budget. Actually, what we've got here is a budget that's being managed very well. And I think it's good news for the council to see that on all of the indicators, our budget seems to be heading in the right direction. So it's a commendation to the admin.
Thank you, Councillor Harley. Indeed. We'll put that to a vote. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 13.1.
Through the Chair, I'll excuse myself for this item.
Thank you. Councillor Haslack is leaving the chamber.
Move this item, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harley.
Second, Deputy Lord.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson. Any comments? Put that to a vote. All those in favour, carried unanimously. Councillor Haslack is re-entering the chamber. Item 13.17, reallocation of capital works budget for customer service.
Move that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harley. And Councillor Davidson.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. I just wanted to make a brief comment about this. In essence, there is already an allocation in our capital works budget for the customer service centre. We have moved a number of customer service staff to level 5, giving us some more space in the foyer to enable those operations to be consolidated and I think managed more efficiently. The proposal in this item is to move the customer service centre, which is at the western end of the foyer, and to move that to the eastern end of the foyer and to make it much smaller. So it's not offices for staff, but simply a front desk. This is going to give us a lot more space in the foyer that we will hopefully be able to use for, you know, for public events and perhaps for other uses. It's an existing capital expense that is in the budget, and it's simply being repurposed for this. We discussed this item at committee. There has maybe been some commentary that the budget might be a little generous. We are, of course, operating within a heritage-listed building, and I was speaking with the director earlier. There may be some quite stringent requirements on us in terms of the design of the front desk, the design of the furniture, restoring the granite in the other section back to the appropriate finish. So that is why the budget is a bit high. It's an allocation that's already in the budget being repurposed, but when the administration provide or are given quotes and we get a better picture of the actual cost, the director has confirmed that council will be updated in a written memo to give us a bit more idea of the scope of the project as it proceeds. So on that basis, I'm very happy to support the item.
Thank you, Councillor Harley. Are there any more comments? We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Item 13.18, preservation of public open space development of joint trust for land adjacent to J.H. Abrahams Reserve.
Move that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
Second, Deputy Lord
Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Davidson. Any comments? Put that to a vote. That's carried unanimously. Item 13.19, staff, local government employees, senior employees.
Move that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Second.
Deputy Lord Mayor.
Note that an officer is leaving the chamber.
Question, Deputy Lord Mayor.
The manager of development approvals, pardon me, has left the chamber in relation to this item.
Question?
Certainly.
So my question relates to, so is there any reduction in the benefits or any of the conditions for the removal of this title, or is this really just a title change? Is that what it is?
Through the chair, it removes below director level from designated employee list, and it's generally consistent with modern practice.
So does that then reduce the entitlements or any does the
No, through the chair, it makes no difference to the entitlements or remuneration or position. What it does do is also enhance compliance around the employment of the manager approval services, given the role in delegated authority. So, as I say, it's consistent with general practice.
Thank you.
Great. Any more questions? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. The Manager of Development Services is returning to the Chamber. Item 13.20, Emergency Management Strategic Plan 2017 to 2020 and Emergency Management Arrangements.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Happy
Thank
to move.
You.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Harley and Councillor Davidson.
Just a two-sentence comment. Given the length and depth and detail of this document, I can't go without a comment. It's a significant document being worked on by the administration for a long period of time and will work as an umbrella document that pulls together all of the various strands and policies that we have. In the case that there is a major emergency at the city, it ensures that our staff know exactly what to do and we've got all the right policy settings in place. It is a requirement that we prepare one of these documents, so it's an important piece of tidying up work for the council.
Great. Thank
Very
you.
Short comment, Deputy Lord Mayor. I have to say a great tome, but the work behind it is even greater.
Thank you. I do concur with those comments.
And just again to reiterate those comments is that it's a really great plan. There's a lot of detail, a lot of thought that's gone into this. Very well structured, it's very professional, and it's considered all the different aspects of what we need as a capital city. So there's a lot of this kind of work that goes on behind the scenes, and a report like this just certainly doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you to you and your team.
Thank you, Councillor Adamos. Put that to a vote. All those in favour, and that's carried unanimously. Item 13.21, Annual Report and Audited Financial Statements for the year end 30 June 2017. Do I have a mover?
Yes, I'm happy to move.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson and Councillor Adamos. Thank you.
And just in terms of an introduction again, just by reiteration, another great tome, but a wonderful report. If one decides to read it thoroughly, it has been well researched, well documented, beautifully put together, and I certainly commend it to the council and the electorate.
Likewise, thank you.
And I echo the same. I think excellent report.
Excellent. We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. 13.22, Risk Management Quarterly Update. Do I have a mover?
I have a move.
Thank you. Councillor Adamos.
Happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Hasluck. We'll put that to a vote. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. 13.23, internal audit tender evaluation process review.
Happy to move.
Thank you, Councillor Limios.
Happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Adamos. Put that to a vote. That's carried unanimously. 13.24, internal audit, accounts payable, data analytics review.
Happy to move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson.
I'll second that, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Adamos. Put that to a vote. That's carried unanimously. 13.25, increased capital works budget, Stirling Gardens water feature refurbishment.
Move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Limios.
Second.
Councillor Harley. Thank you, Councillor Chen. Seconded by Councillor Harley.
Just a quick comment. It's about the little pond that we have at the front in St George's Terrace where the kangaroos are drinking. We have to repair that. There's been a little bit of wear and tear and maintenance, and with time you need to fix it. At the committee meeting, Councillor Harley came up with quite a good idea for us to look into, which was to make it a bit... what was the terminology? Sorry, Councillor Harley?
Billabong.
Yeah, a billabong.
Nice.
Yeah, and that would sort of look good and complement the kangaroos drinking from there. So it'll be a bit of an artistic sort of feature as well. A bit like what they've done at the art gallery. It's probably easier to maintain and it could look quite nice, I think, with those kangaroos there. So, yeah, this is what this one's about and, I support it.
Thank you. Councillor Harley.
Thank you. Just a brief comment. The reason why we're saying this is that detail isn't reflected in the report, and we discussed it with the Manager of Governance before. It was detailed in the minutes of the Works Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So we did discuss at length, you know, obviously if we're going to keep pitching in money, and we see the guys from Pool Works down there almost daily cleaning it out. Mm-hmm. The filters have obviously failed and we need to look at that. If we're going to invest that kind of money, then perhaps we should look at some options that may reduce the maintenance or improve the amenity and beauty of the water. It's probably not great to have the kangaroos drinking from a chlorinated pool, so if it's possible and if the administration recommend it to us and come up with a workable plan, it might be good for us to mimic the Billabong native wetland that the MRA developed at the Cultural Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a really amazing draw card for tourists, I think, even more so than the kangaroos already are. So that was the intention of the committee and just wanted to notify the council of that.
Thank you, Councillor Harley. I'd just like to echo the sentiment. I was aware of the Cultural Centre maintenance and electricity bill. It was enormous, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it's virtually... It's fairly immaterial by comparison now. So, and obviously you don't have the issues with having to deal with chemicals as well. So it's a great initiative to see if something similar could be done here. We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Wellington Square, item 13.26, Wellington Square enhancement draft master plan. Thank you, Councillor Limios.
Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harley.
Okay.
Would you like to... we'll put that...
Deputy Lord Mayor, it's a massive piece of work and I think deserves just a few comments. The draft master plan, I hope that everyone's read the draft master plan. We're looking... Sorry, it's confidential attachment, so you probably haven't. I won't talk to it in too much detail. I can say that it's a great plan, that it's a draft plan, that we're putting this out for community consultation, and I think that people will really enjoy it when they see it. So,
all right. We'll put that. That's carried unanimously. 13.27. Agreement with 480 Hay Street.
Move.
Thank
move
you, Councillor Limios.
Happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Chen. Any comments? We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, that's carried unanimously. 13.28, Council House Lighting Upgrade.
Move. Seconding.
Thank you, Councillor Limios and Councillor Chen. Any comments?
Well,
This is a major piece of work. It's about improving the lighting system on Council House. I think Council House now has become somewhat iconic of Perth, see even just a tiny snippet of the image of that the Council House portrays, I think people realise where they are. So it does seem like a large dollar, but it's one that's particularly worthwhile. It's important to maintain the lighting system that we have. The current lighting system we currently have on Council House doesn't allow us the opportunity to program them and really deal with them, and the maintenance is becoming increasingly more difficult, trying to get spare parts and trying to get people to deal with it. So although it seems like a large number, it is more of a longer term approach. So with the funds that we're investing here tonight, we should be able to get hopefully a much better result longer term than what we have been in the past. The lighting system we have on the building at the moment was our first attempt, our first shot, and I think we've learned a lot from there, and I think what we're doing here tonight will be a vast improvement.
Thank you.
Just a quick point on that. I agree with everything that's said.
Let me ask, we'll close.
Oh, are you okay. Would anyone else like to make a comment before Councillor Limnios closes the debate?
Certainly, I support this item, and then add further, I hope we have other buildings doing similar things, and then the city can really deserve the title of the City of Light.
Thank you. Councillor Limnios.
Okay. I agree with everything that's been said around the table. I think that the biggest point that was put to us at the briefing, or at the presentation, was the technology upgrade, and that's important. And technology in this space changes, you know, year to year, if not six monthly. So I think the thinking behind this was to try and technology proof it as much as we can for as long as we can, so it all interacts and we can control it ourselves rather than having to call out third parties all the time. And we would also create something that is more robust than what we've currently got, with clearer pictures. So that's all I have to say. I think it's a good initiative. Thank you.
So we'll put that to a vote. That's carried unanimously. Item 13.29, adoption of the draft corporate business plan. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Davis. Thank you, Councillor Haslock.
To open the debate. We've had a great presentation on this, and again, once more, you know, the volume of work that we have in front of us, but it's really the volume of work that has gone on well before this came into place, from all of the directorates and the staff and their accepting of moving, obviously, issues and initiatives upwards through the organisation, and embracing, obviously, all the strategic objectives, etc., that need to put together this corporate business plan. So I certainly commend it to the Council.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment. We had a great presentation from the CEO. This is a good report. There is, as Councillor Davidson, a lot of detail that's gone in behind it. I commend the CEO for putting this together, and his directors and all their managers and all the people behind it. There was a lot of thinking, and we were presented with an A3 piece of paper that basically said everything. So that's how well put together it is. So thank you to the admin.
Thank you, Councillor Limnios. Any more comments? We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, carried unanimously. Item 13.30, contract for the operation of Turvey Lane car park.
Move that, Deputy Lord.
Just to note that Councillor Adamos has left the chamber. Thank you for moving that, Councillor Harley.
Happy to second, Deputy Lord.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson. We'll put that to a vote. All those in favour, that's carried unanimously. 13.31, outstanding internal audit. Councillor Adamos has returned to the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding internal audit recommendations for November.
Happy to move, Deputy.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor Adamos. We'll put that. Carried unanimously.
Through the chair, for item 13.32, I can confirm that that item has been withdrawn.
Thank you. Moving on to, have any notices of motion been received?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor. The motion. In accordance with clause 4.12 of the City of Perth Standing Orders Local Law 2009, the following notice of motion was received from Deputy Lord Mayor Green on 12 December 2017 for the consideration of Council. The motion is that Council 1 endorses the establishment of a funding agreement with Historic Heart Inc. based on the following principles: alignment to public realm outcomes, alignment to business improvement grants, appropriate governance structures established, alignment to heritage grants and rate concessions, matched funding being received from the private sector, established key performance indicators, laneway upgrades with consideration to public access, coordination and timing of works including planter boxes and street art, promotion, branding and events / activation, and one representative as a City of Perth member is on the Historic Heart Committee, and two, subject to the above being satisfied by Council that by an absolute majority decision, funding of up to $300,000 be made available to Historic Heart Inc. on condition of inclusion of that budget in the mid-year budget review.
Thank you. I'll move that. Thank you. I'll open the debate. The subject of Historic Heart came before Council approximately a year ago for consideration, and the administration did a very large body of work at that point looking at potential precinct models that could precinct funding models that could assist precinct groups in providing funding that gave leverage to the City of Perth, provided appropriate governance structures and was consistent with the overall strategies of the City of Perth. And recognising that work and also the kinds of outcomes that we might like to see taken account of, I put forth this motion for consideration to Council to see if this applicant could be considered for a grant in a way that, that gave the City of Perth the kinds of outcomes it wanted, both from a built form perspective but also in terms of match funding and leverage, and but also provided a framework for consideration for other community groups to put forth applications to the city where we would get similar outcomes, but also protected the city from you know, lots and lots of applications that didn't conform to these kinds of requirements. And so I put forth the different aspects for consideration in a potential grant, as well as consideration of an amount that would be taken account of in the mid-year budget review, i.e. we would look at the mid-year budget review and determine if we wanted to make an allocation to this cause, bearing in mind that it would also need to conform with all of the governance items outlined in part one of the motion. So on that basis, I will open up for any other questions or comments.
I'll make some comments. I think in the February budget review, and we needed to set up the criteria because otherwise many similar applications will come forward and all ask for over $300,000. So whether we budget can sustainable. This is a one point. Secondly, the city needs to be in the coordinating role or leading role because regardless of the historical Heart or other name. For example, now around the city, for the city, we have many, many committees like a Committee for Perth, Activating Perth, and then all other names. So with different group, interest groups. If a city just say that we just pay and a sponsor and then not leading or in coordinating way, and I think this is a problem. You know, everyone doing some things is repeated, and then that is unnecessary. Just like we said, so many groups that feed the homeless people, and now the city takes a leading role and then acts in a coordinating in a way. So that's probably all those things we needed to have a similar approach. That's my comments, and hope this, the council can consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Chen. Any other comments?
I'm just going to possibly test the waters, but we defer it to the budget review in the lines of Councillor Chen's comment, as we do have a raft, a large number of items that we will be considering. And so I think we need to make a strategic look at all of the items that are likely to come up. So I so move deferment.
If I second that, can I still speak?
Let me just check. Yes, you may.
All right, I'm happy to second that.
Thank you.
I need to ask for support for that.
So that's a procedural motion for deferral. So all those in favour of moving the procedural... can I speak before that? Or we have to put it... all those in favour of moving the procedural motion for deferment, please raise your hand. That's two. So that has failed. And so we go back to the substantive motion. So
I'd like to speak to the substantive motion.
Certainly. Just one moment. Go for it.
Thank you. So, in essence, just to perhaps allay Councillor Davidson's fears, this is not a recommendation to spend the money. It's a recommendation that we basically commence conversation with Historic Heart, that we look in the budget review for the money, and that if the money is available, that Council authorises a grant of up to $300,000 if it meets the criteria that you've outlined. So I think that it's not as if we're sitting here writing the cheque today. But just on a more positive note, I'd like to commend Historic Heart for the work and acknowledge Sandy Angi, the Executive Director, who's in the audience with us tonight. Her work and the work of the board and the founder of Historic Heart has been very impressive. They've been able to collaborate with state government funding and private building owner funding to deliver great outcomes in the East End and really drive a huge international media campaign that has been shedding new attention encouraging new attention to the East End of the city. Already we're seeing a bit of activity there with some new retailers showing confidence in the East End and deciding to open up down there, and I think that the more that we can add power to their arm, the more improvements and benefits we will see for this precinct. On the issue of the model and the general approach that the council is perhaps considering taking with these organisations, I would say that this is a model of community operating that exists all around the world. If you look at cities like New York, for example, the City of New York doesn't run all of the parks that it owns. In fact, it provides grants to community organisations or business improvement district groups or adjacent property owners to run parks themselves. Some of the best parks in New York City aren't actually run by the city. So there are models of operating around the world where councils and local governments identify that it's actually community organisations that work in partnership with the private sector are better at delivering those community outcomes than a council would be alone. I think it's a great lesson, really, that we working in partnership with other entities and with our property owners and ratepayers in the city, we can probably achieve more together than we could if we were, as a council, working in isolation and imposing decisions on the community. This, I think, is a preferred model of operating, as long as the right measures are in place. And to the motion that Councillor Green has put, I think that you've outlined very clearly the parameters of a funding agreement. I think they're probably a lot more stringent than the parameters that the state government applied when they gave the funding to Historic Heart. But, you know, this is an initial first step for us in terms of this operating model. So I can understand why there is caution and why there is a desire for this project to go well and for the application of the funding to be considered very carefully. I think Historic Heart have done an amazing job. You can already see the outcome of some of their work, and I think with additional support like this and additional support from the private sector, we're going to get some really wonderful and exciting outcomes for the East End.
Thank you. Councillor Limnios.
Councillor Green.
I again would like to acknowledge Sandy Hange that's in the room, who is the executive or CEO of the organisation. I also commend you on your motion and how well you've written it to protect the city and put the city's interests at the forefront. I also acknowledge that the state government is a big supporter of this initiative and this group. And I also acknowledge the calibre of the chairman, West Australian Businessman of the Year, Australian of the Year and West Australian of the Year, and someone that has delivered projects that are so visionary and have made differences in our capital city. So, again, as Councillor Harley said, we're just subject to the above. We're saying we can give up to $300,000 if our budget permits. For me, this does a lot of things. This says to Historic Heart, who has all the procedures in place, is actually doing things, is making a difference. Hey, we're behind you. Capital City's behind you. He said that's what it does first. It tells the rest of the community and the business community and the local environment up there, the City of Perth cares and wants to see a difference. And I wouldn't care if there were another 10 groups like Historic Heart that popped up that followed these stringent requirements and actually delivered outcomes for various precincts in the capital city, working in alignment, key words here, alignment, with the capital city. So I think it's almost, to us, it's a compliment to be able to have people that care about our capital city and want to improve it, that aren't part of government, that are from the private sector, that want to work under our rules, under our terms, under our conditions, and work with us and embrace us. I think it's a very smart idea. I think it's a good idea. And if we can focus on improving the eastern end and getting it to the point of an international standard, like the rest of our city, or most of our city, we can have a better place for us to grow, to prosper, to encourage residential amenity and residential environment. So, you know, with all that, I'm fully supportive of this.
Thank you. Any more comments?
Well, it seems I'm going to be in the minority tonight, but anyway, look, I understand, you know, the purpose of Historic Heart and the work that I've done so far. I'm not a fan of the particular model Councillor Harley was referring to. It may work in countries like, you know, may work in cities like New York, Boston, Melbourne, Sydney. It can work anywhere, but we're Perth. And I've always said that we're Perth. So Perth needs to develop its own identity and its own way of doing things. I think with the skill set that we have at the City of Perth, the staff that we have, the placemakers, the town planners, and the people that we have, I think we're well placed to be delivering on these initiatives. I don't understand why this seems to me an approach of outsourcing the work of a local government authority and of the capital city, for that matter, to be outsourcing this work to a private organisation. Councillor Lingon said, oh, it'd be great if there's 10 of these organisations. Well, there's 10 of these organisations, it could be up to $3 or $4 or $5 million. So this is a significant amount of money, and I think to raise it as a motion tonight without having gone through the due process of budgeting, you know, I'm not very supportive of that process at all. You know, tonight we've gone through the papers. We've actually supported a multi-million-dollar investment with the Western Group over in the eastern end about dealing with the footpaths of that area. So it shows, as the capital city, we can rejuvenate the eastern end, and we are doing a good job of that. So I don't understand what the purpose is of, you know, of doing this and potentially opening up to, you know, many, many other organisations through the City of Perth. I want to pick up a point on Councillor Chen. Councillor Chen had a very valid point. You know, the City of Perth is actually now becoming a leader in the homeless space. So we're actually championing some new initiatives to try and deal with that issue. So we're getting all the different stakeholders together. I think that so far we've done some good work, and, you know, some other discussions we've had with the CEO. So there is too many of these organisations, I personally think, even in the homeless space, that are all trying to achieve the same outcomes. And I think to kind of spread your resources thinly across so many, I don't think you can get as best result as what we can by working with these organisations, not necessarily with money, but working with these organisations to deliver these outcomes. I don't understand why they need to be part of the financial chain to make that happen. This is City of Perth money, it's ratepayer money, and I think providing it to organisations to deal with public realm is what the City of Perth is about, I just don't think it's responsible management.
Thank you for your comments. I will...
Through the chair.
Yes, certainly.
If I might just add, I do support this motion. I see what Historic Heart are doing, and I've seen the impact that they've made on the streets. They've made visual enhancements, and they've activated streets that weren't activated previously. They're pretty streets to drive down now rather than drab streets to drive down. And I think that they are making an impact. It's there for everyone to see. I acknowledge the work that they're doing and the good work that they're doing in the city.
Thank you, Councillor Hasluck. If no other comments,
no,
I will...
I'm happy to make a comment, if I may, because I tried to defer the item because, again, we've got to look at the overall picture. I'm not against the initiative. However, as I said before, this is all part of a very strategic look at our budget at the budget review in the early part of 2018. So I reiterate that apart from this particular item, we do have a raft, a large number of items that we will be considering in the mid-year review. So from my point of view, in terms of due diligence, in terms of that budget review, I'd wish to wait for the overall picture of all the other items. There are many conversations to be had on lots of projects, so we know that we're looking at quite a big volume of money. So I would hope that our mid-year review will be a very robust one, which I'm sure it's going to be, with all the inputs from the elected members and the admin, and obviously on all the projects that are coming forward. And I would hope that we will have all the items requested for funding lined up together so that we can make a very, very strategic decision.
Thank you, Councillor Davidson. If there are no other comments, I will close the debate. Thank you. I proposed this motion so that the work around the governance and leverage could be fleshed out so that we could have an informed discussion at budget review time, so we'd have all the information available to us to be able to make a decision. If we did want to proceed, that we could be comfortable that Historic Heart as an organisation and that their program of work was something that was satisfactory to us, and if the budget was there, we could move ahead. And so I put those two elements of the motion forth so that we could have a more fulsome and robust conversation as a part of the budget review process. In terms of what Historic Heart are doing versus what the city does, we do a lot around hard infrastructure, which are long-term projects. And what Historic Heart have done, which is, I think, very nice, is a very agile, light touch. They've basically added planter boxes, added murals, looking at making private laneways open for public access and various activation programs. And they've been able to deploy this very rapidly, in contrast to perhaps what we could, and have in doing so created an identity for the city that's getting a lot of recognition. For example, GQ magazine contacted the city this week to talk about this project amongst others in the city. So it is getting international media. In terms of the Historic Heart, they have demonstrated delivery already, and so that does provide me with some comfort in terms of their ability to meet their contractual obligations should we decide to enter into them. And I think that this kind of model looks at what can be done complementary to what we're doing as opposed to replacing it. And it's not about a zero-sum game, it's about greater value creation in the community and making sure that there's leverage being got from what the city's planning on doing, and also perhaps bring forward some activation and activities so that it can support and underpin the bigger infrastructure work that the city has underway. So on that note, I will close out the debate and put the item to a vote. All those in favour? That's in favour, Councillor Chen, Councillor Limnios, Hasluck, Harley and
and Councillor Barton, pardon me, hiding there, and myself, thank you, and all those against, Councillor Adamos and Councillor Davidson, thank you. Have any items of urgent business been received?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thank you. On that note, that draws us to a conclusion for the council meeting tonight and also the final council meeting for 2017. I would just like to acknowledge the administration for their considerable efforts this year in supporting the council and also delivering so many things for the people of Perth. I'd like to acknowledge the council, my fellow councillors, for really turning your eye to the very big tome of paperwork that we get at every council meeting and all the committee meetings that you get to and all the events that you've attended with the best interests of the City of Perth at heart. And I just really like to acknowledge all the collegiate work that we've been doing together over the past couple of months, and I'm very grateful and I look forward to working with you next year. And I wish everybody who's come this evening a Merry Christmas to you, and you know, a safe and relaxing time with your friends and family. And on that note, I will now declare the meeting closed. Thank you.